Welcome once again to Following the Truth. My name is Gary Zimek. Great to be back here on Holy Spirit Radio. Today's program, There's No Fear in Love. I do this show to help you to remember that Jesus is with you no matter what you're going through. Today we're going to talk about the fact that the more we love the Lord, the less fear we will experience. Believe me, it is true. Here's what I want you to remember. Wherever you go, whatever you do, Jesus is with you. He loves you unconditionally. And so many times we forget that. So many times we think we're on our own. We think that every problem we face alone, and we are responsible for taking care of it. That's never the case. The case is that Jesus is always with us. He's willing to help us. He loves us, and he wants to be with you. Whatever you face today, you are not facing it alone, but you are facing it with him. It is a great pleasure to come here once a month. We do this program on the first Friday of each month. We repeat the broadcast on Sunday. This show is dedicated to helping you grow closer to Jesus and to help you to remember that there is no problem that is greater than him. My specialty is speaking about overcoming anxiety. In fact, I'm the leading Catholic speaker on overcoming anxiety. It's kind of amazing that the Lord has used me to do this, considering I've always been an incredibly anxious person. And believe me, if I can feel peace in my life, you can feel peace as well. We're going to play some music today. We're going to hang out for the remainder of the hour. And I hope you get the message. The message today that I really want to bring home is the Lord loves you, and he loves you unconditionally, and he is with you today. Please remember that. He is with you. You might be struggling. You might be facing what you feel is a hopeless situation, but there is no such thing with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Here's what I'd like to do. Let's begin this program with a prayer, as I always do. I don't want to do this on my own. I want to turn to our Lord. I want to ask for his help. I want to ask him to send his Holy Spirit to speak through me today and to open our minds and our hearts to be receptive to his message. So if you'll join me now as we begin, in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Heavenly Father, we thank you for giving us this new day. We thank you for blessing us in so many ways. You have kept us alive for so many years. We often forget that we have gotten through problem after problem after problem with your help. None of our problems have killed us yet, and that's just a wonderful thing. And Father, we thank you so much for giving us this day. We thank you for being with us no matter where we go. We thank you for being here in the studio with us. We thank you for being present in the airwaves as we broadcast this program. We thank you for the gift of your Son, Jesus. We thank you for the gift of the Holy Spirit. We ask you to bless us and our families and all those around us. We ask you especially to help anyone who is sick, anyone who is anxious, anyone who is lonely, anyone who is struggling, maybe with doubt or despair or addiction. We ask you to help all of us. And to always help us to remember that you are with us. You are near wherever we go. You're there. We thank you for that. Father, we ask you to help us with the problems that we face. We ask you to walk with us and to help us to one day live with you forever in heaven. We ask for these things in the most holy and sacred name of Jesus Christ, your Son and our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of Peace, pray for us. And good Saint Joseph, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. I'll tell you what, it always feels better when I pray. It's always helpful. And you know what, I want you to remember this, no matter what you're going through, don't ever forget to pray. Because the Lord will always be with you, and he's always going to be able to help you out. If you're just tuning in and maybe this is the first time you're listening, my name is Gary Zimek. You can find out more about me by going to my website, followingthetruth.com. I'd love to come out to speak to your parish. I make my living as a full-time speaker and author. I live in South Jersey. I am a Philly guy, though. I have to point that out. I am a Philly guy. I live in South Jersey right now, so I'm just over the bridge, and it's a great privilege to be able to visit Holy Spirit Radio. This station was instrumental in my conversion many, many years ago. I used to listen to this station as I was first turning to the Lord after being a lukewarm Catholic for many, many years. But I'll tell you what, this station is very near and dear to my heart. It's great to be here. It's great to share some time with you. The topic today is There's No Fear in Love. Now, here's what I want you to remember. We're going to talk about this more after the next song that I play. I don't want you to be anxious, to become even more anxious because you feel fear. So many times it's thought that, well, because I'm afraid, then either I have no faith or I don't love God. No, that's not the point of today's show. And in fact, St. Francis de Sales has said, we must not fear fear. Isn't that a great quote? We must not fear fear. It's okay to be afraid, but the point of today's show is this. The more you grow to love the Lord, the more you become aware of His presence and you enter into a personal relationship with Him. And that's really the goal of all the work that I do, is to help people to enter into a close personal relationship with the Lord. The more you do that, the closer you get to Him, the less fear you will fear. Because as Scripture tells us in 1 John 4:18, perfect love casts out fear. And I'm going to reflect a little bit more on that after this song. I want to go to a song right now. This song is by a young lady named Stephanie Gretzinger. The name of this song is No Fear in Love. Now, here's what I want you to do. I just want you to relax. I want you to close your eyes if possible. Now, if you're driving, don't close your eyes, please. But I just want you to relax, and I want you to think about this message. The message of this song is incredibly simple, but the words are powerful. There is no fear in love.
Stirring me, a love that's deep, a love that's wide, a love that's sweet. And help me, Lord, to never keep it to myself. And if my heart should dimly burn, and if my feet should fail to run, call my name and I will come right back to you. 'Cause there's no you. It's really that simple. lay close to you, just as simple as this song. I wanna stay close to you, it's really that simple. I wanna stay close to you my whole life long.
No Fear in Love by Stephanie Gretzinger. Great message, isn't it? There is no fear in love. Perfect love casts out fear. My name is Gary Zimek. You're listening to Following the Truth on Holy Spirit Radio. And here's what I want to talk about now. The fact that there is no fear in love, what does that mean? Here's what it means. The closer we grow to the Lord in our lives, the less fear we're going to experience. As an anxious guy by nature, this is something that I can relate to. I want to share some scripture with you about this idea of there's no fear in love. This is from 1 John chapter 4, beginning in verse 7. This is something I really want you to keep in mind. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God. And he who loves is born of God and knows God. He who does not love does not know God, for God is love. In this, the love of God was made manifest among us, that God sent his only begotten Son into the world so that we might live through him. Now, if you're out there, if you're struggling, if you're feeling unloved, if you're feeling alone, keep that in mind. Your Heavenly Father loves you personally so much that he sent his only begotten Son to help you, to help lead you to heaven one day. By his life, by his death, by his resurrection. Amazing, right? That is great news. And no matter what we're struggling with, if we remind ourselves of this, this is one of the great reasons to read Scripture every day. When we read Scripture, the Lord speaks to us. And he reminds us of, he reassures us of his love. It's unconditional love. There is nothing you can do to ever change God's love, great love for you. Continuing on, in this is love. Not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the expiation for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought to love one another. No man has ever seen God. If we love one another, God abides in us, and his love is perfected in us. You know, sometimes, and I'll be totally honest with you, some of us who are a little anxious, we have this tendency to be anxious, we tend to get wrapped up in our own problems, and we forget that it's important for us to love others. And you know, it doesn't always seem that obvious, but when you go out and you love somebody else and you help someone else in need, even though you have problems, you'll be amazed at the peace you'll feel. So I would urge you, and here's what I like to do. If you struggle with this, if you have a hard time, if there's somebody in your life right now that you just can't love, ask the Lord to help you. I am a big believer and asking for the grace to do whatever it is that I need to do. And if I don't feel like doing something, I say, Lord, can you help me with this? Because I'm weak. And so are you. We don't like to admit we're weak, but we really are. And the Lord wants us to turn to him. Continuing on, by this we know that we abide in him and he in us, because he has given us his own Spirit. And we have seen and testified that the Father has sent his Son as the Savior of the world. Whoever confesses that Jesus is the Son of God, God abides in him and he in God. So we know and believe the love God has for us. God is love, and he who abides in love abides in God, and God abides in him. You see that message, that constant reminder that God loves you. No matter what you're facing, keep that in mind. God loves you. And because he loves you, what is love all about? Love is desiring the best for the person whom is loved. So if God loves you, he wants what's best for you. Sometimes, let's face it, this is a hard message. Sometimes he's going to allow problems, troubles, difficulties, tragedies into your life because he wants to help you. I know what you're thinking. Thanks a lot for the help. This is not the kind of help I need, right, Lord? But we lose sight of the fact that God has a bigger plan. God wants us to get to heaven. Sometimes he's got to send these problems into our life to help us to do that. Whoever confesses that Jesus is the Son of God, God abides in him and he in God. So we know and believe the the love God has for us. God is love, and he who abides in love abides in God, and God abides in him. In this is love perfected with us, that we may have confidence for the day of judgment. Because so are we in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear. Now, what this message here, this reminds us, we're going to be judged one day. The more we know the Lord, the less afraid we are. There's certainly something to be said for the fear of the Lord. It's a gift of the Holy Spirit. But here's what we need to remember about this fear of the Lord. There are different kinds of fear of the Lord. There's what's known as a servile fear of the Lord. That's where we're just afraid to do anything wrong because we don't want to go to hell. I'm going to tell you something. That's not a bad fear. It really isn't. That is the start of many conversions. But really, the gift of the Holy Spirit, the kind of fear that's being talked about, is what's known as a filial fear. And what that is we love the Lord so much that we don't want to sin because we don't want to hurt him in any way. Now, if you're not there, join the club. I'm not there either. This is a process. And we can make progress to this kind of love. What it starts with is telling the Lord to help you. Lord, I love you, but I want to love you more. Help me. And the more you get to know him, that love will grow. That's very important to remember. But just know that perfect love casts out fear. There's no fear in love. The more you love, the less you will fear. So get to know the Lord. Tell him you love him. Walk with him every day, because I guarantee you, he's there with you. He is right by your side, and you're going to see more peace in your life. If it works for me, it's going to work for you, because I have been through it all. I've been through panic attacks. I've been through emergency room visits because I thought I was having heart attacks. I've been through medication. I've been through worrying through the night, not being able to sleep. And I have never found such peace as when I finally turned my life over to Jesus and invited him in and asked him to help me. What I'm going to do now is going to go to another song. I'll tell you what, this song is so basic. You have heard this probably many times. This version is by Aaron Neville. Here's the message. Jesus loves you. That's the name of this song. The name of this song is Jesus Loves Me. Again, it's a familiar song. You've heard it many times, but I just want you to ask the Holy Spirit to help you really listen to the words of this. And again, the words aren't that difficult. And let it sink in. Jesus loves me personally. That's pretty cool, isn't it? We're going to be back on the other side. We'll talk more about it.
Jesus loves me. This I know. For the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong. They are weak, but he is strong. Singing, yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. For the Bible tells me so. Jesus loves me. He who died, heaven's gates to open wide. He will walk away my sins. Let his Jesus shall come. And keep on singing, yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Children, Jesus loved me. He will stay close beside me all the way. If I love him when I die, He will take me home. On high. Keep on singing, your yes, Jesus loves me. No, He loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me.
Great message from Aaron Neville, a message that is so easy to forget, isn't it? We can get caught up in our problems. We can even get caught up, so caught up in saying our prayers every day that we forget to have this personal relationship with Christ, that He loves us, that He wants to be a part of our lives, right? Very easy to forget that. But the purpose of today's show is to help you remember. My name is Gary Zimek. The name of the program is Following the Truth. You can find out more information about me and the work that I do and possibly invite me to speak at your parish by visiting my website, followingthetruth.com. I also want to point out, if you want to maybe work on your relationship with Jesus, if you want to get to know Him better, if you want to become close friends with Him in your life, you might want to check out my latest book, Find a Real Friend in Jesus, 10 Amazingly Easy Steps. This book is the fruit of my desire to get closer to Jesus. As a cradle Catholic, I was unfortunately sleepwalking for most of my life. Even though I was receiving Jesus every Sunday at Mass, I didn't really do anything to get to know Him personally. Once I did, once I became friends with Him, my life changed completely. I want to share that message with you. So that's what the book's all about. And if you have any questions, you can always email me at gary@followingthetruth.com. And by the way, if you would like to let my good friends at Holy Spirit Radio know what you think about this program, because that's important. I love doing the show, and I want them to know that you appreciate it. So if you like the work that I do, please consider emailing them at 1570am@holyspiritradio.org. or giving them a call at 215-345-1570. And again, this is a great pleasure to do this program with you once a month. We talk about the idea that Jesus loves me. I want to go back to Scripture again, John chapter 15, verse 13. The words of Jesus. Greater love has no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you. No longer do I call you servants, for the servant does not know what his master is doing, but I have called you friends. For all that I have heard from my Father, I have made known to you. Listen to this now. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit and that your fruit should abide, so that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give it to you. This I command you, to love one another. Boy, I'll tell you what, Jesus chose you to be his friend. Isn't that cool? That's just an amazing concept. So many times we think, well, this is all me. I'm the one that chose Jesus. I chose to become his friend. No, he called you first. And then he goes on with that message. The message that I talked about earlier in the program. We're also called to love one another because we can be Jesus to one another. There's somebody in your life right now that's hurting. Somebody needs a smile. You know, it's often that simple. A smile. A hello. Just to be pleasant when maybe you don't feel like it. You can change somebody's life. You'll never know what you can do, but just continue to get to know the Lord, to get to become appreciative of the fact that he just loves you so much, that he loves you so much, that he wants to be your friend. And I'm sure you might be feeling, you could be feeling this right now, or maybe you felt it throughout your life at some point, that you don't have any friends. You might feel alone. I know what that feeling's like. I feel that way sometimes. But you know what? Don't let your feelings keep you down. Feelings are just that. They're emotions. The fact that you might feel you don't have any friends, that's not true because Jesus loves you. The Bible says this over and over and over again. And when we look at what he did, he laid down his life for us, for me, for you, because he loves us that much. But you know what? We are so human. We are human. We have a fallen human nature. Every one of us needs a reminder. So much of the work that I do, my full-time ministry is about awareness, to make people aware that the Lord loves them and that he's with them at all times. That's a bad feeling when you feel like you're all alone, isn't it? It's a bad feeling. And that's why we start to struggle. That's why we worry, because we think we're all alone, that our situation might be hopeless. And what we forget is that we are never all alone. Right now, the Lord is with you. He's with you. And as Catholics, we're doubly blessed because we have his real presence in the Eucharist. So here's what I'd suggest. If you are struggling today, see if you can visit a church. A lot of times the churches aren't open. I realize that. That's a problem. But maybe have an adoration chapel nearby when you can sit before our Lord present in the Blessed Sacrament. That's really him. That is the same Jesus we read about in the Bible. We forget that, though. He's there. Just go sit in his presence. And if you worry about not knowing what to say, that's okay, too. Just go. You don't have to worry about what to say. That's one of my problems. I've always struggled with that. I feel my prayers have to be perfect. And then I have to pray for a certain amount of time. If I don't say enough words, I have to keep going. That's not it at all. Just tell the Lord, Lord, I don't know what to say to you. I just want to sit in your presence. I love you, Lord. Any of us can say that. It just has to be very simple. And remember this, that he's also working on the relationship. It's not just us. He's working on it as well. He's working on it more than we are. He desires to get to know you better than you desire to get to know him. And that's an amazing thought, that the Lord and Savior of the universe loves you that much. When you're having a bad day, that's something to think about. Really, really important. Again, you are listening to Following the Truth. We do this program once a month on Holy Spirit Radio. The show airs on the first Friday of each month at 11 a.m. And then we do a repeat broadcast on Sunday at 2 p.m. But I guess if you're listening, you know that already, right? But I just like to point that out. Do me a favor. Let your friends know about this show. There's somebody in your life that needs to hear this message. Because it's very easy to become hopeless. None of us should ever become hopeless because there is no such thing as a hopeless situation. All right, I'm going to go to another song right now. This song is by a young lady named Carrie Job. The name of the song is What Love Is This? This is all about reminding us of how much Jesus loves us. We'll be back on the other side.
Change. You are the God. savior when I'm afraid. You come and still my beating heart. You stay the same. When hope is just a distant thought, you take my pain. And you lead me to the cross. What love is this that you gave your life for me and made a way for me to know you? And I confess you're always enough for me.
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. How's that for a message? That's the very familiar verse, John 3:16. That's how much God loves you. He gave his only Son for you. Wasn't that a great song by Carrie Job, What Love Is This? One of the things that she mentioned in the song that I really love, and I want you to think about, is the fact that while Jesus was dying on the cross, he thought of you. This is something we don't often remember. We look at this event as having taken place 2,000 years ago, which it did, but we forget the fact that Jesus, being God, was able to picture us, and while he was dying on the cross, he had you in mind. Now, that is incomprehensible for many of us to grasp. It's certainly a mystery. And it's a reminder that that we are human and we can't fully understand the Lord and the way he works. But that's the kind of love that the Lord has for you. And that's such an important message. It really is. I want to continue on with John 3:16 because it's got a powerful message. For God sent the Son into the world not to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through him. That's you. He wanted you to live with him forever in heaven. There is no way that you or me, we can't get there by ourselves. We can't get there without his help. Lord goes on to say, he who believes in him is not condemned. He who does not believe is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the judgment, that the light has come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light because their deeds were evil. For everyone who does evil hates the light and does not come to the light lest his deeds should be exposed. But he who does what is true comes to the light that it may be clearly seen that his deeds have been wrought in God. And the reason I like to talk about Jesus, the light of the world, and the reason that I call my apostolate following the truth is because if we follow Jesus, if we walk with him in our lives, we're not walking in darkness. It might feel like we're walking in darkness, but we have the truth. We have the way, the truth, the life. Jesus Christ, he is the light of the world. So when we walk by faith, this is an important distinction, we are not walking in the darkness. We're walking by faith. It might feel like darkness. If you're like me, you might be looking at your future and saying, whoa, where are we going? Everything looks black, but it's not. And oftentimes the Lord asks us to walk with him by faith. If you're experiencing something in your life, maybe a sickness, maybe unemployment, maybe a family relationship problem, maybe loneliness, and you can't see past tomorrow, oftentimes the Lord's asking you to trust him. So why don't we do that now? Why don't we ask him to help us? Help me, Lord, to trust you. It's okay to say that. That's one of the things we forget. We don't want to do that. Oh, I can't say I don't trust you, Lord, but he knows it. And whenever we worry, that's exactly what's happening. We're not trusting him. But don't feel bad about that. It's important to remember, don't feel bad about the fact that you slip up sometimes. You should feel bad about the fact that you're not praying. I mean, if you're not doing that, then yeah, feel bad about it. But don't just feel bad about it. Do something about it. So even though you feel anxious inside, say a prayer. And the prayer can be as simple as, Lord, help me. Lord, help me to trust you more. Lord, help me know what to do. Lord, help me not worry. I mean, these are all things that we try to do ourselves, and we forget to ask for his help. So do that today. Whatever's going on in your life, say, Lord, please help me. And don't write off the importance of the sacraments. If you can get to daily mass, try to get to daily mass. If you can go receive confession, maybe you're upset about something you did in the past. Maybe some kind of a sin is weighing you down. There are no sins that are unforgivable, provided you seek that forgiveness. Go to confession. Let the grace of that sacrament flow into your soul. That is so huge. Confession has made a tremendous difference in my life. Sit before our Lord in the Blessed Sacrament. If you have an adoration chapel, maybe you can go to church and sit before the tabernacle. That's him. That is really Jesus. Don't forget that the Bible is the inspired word of God. So we can't say that God never talks to us. As long as we have our Bible there, we have that ability to let him speak to us. You got to read your Bible every day. And for Catholics, many Catholics struggle with this. We're getting better at it, but this has always been a problem. We have to know that the Bible is the inspired word of God. The Holy Spirit instructed the writers of sacred scripture what they should write. So remember that. Also remember that you have the Holy Spirit living in you. We first receive the Holy Spirit when we're baptized, and that the gifts of the Spirit are strengthened when we're confirmed. So you've got the Holy Spirit in you to help you to know what to say, what to do, and how to be holy, how to live a life that would please the Lord. You can't do that by yourself. So you've got the Holy Spirit with you. You have your Heavenly Father who is with you at all times, who cares about you, who loves you, and you have Jesus Christ, who is your brother, who is your Savior, who has redeemed you, Sometimes we think we have all these needs in our life, and we feel that the Lord's not going to come through. Well, your greatest need is the need to get to heaven. That's something there's no way you could have done by yourself. Check that one off, because Jesus already redeemed you. He opened the gates of heaven. Now, all we need to do is cooperate with the grace that he gives us and walk with him one day at a time. Follow his commands, and we'll get there. It's not that difficult. But we don't want to get too cocky about it either and think, well, it's going to be automatic. There's no problem for me. I'm a pretty good person. I'll get to heaven. You start thinking like that, you're going to be in trouble. So we need to remember, any one of us runs the risk of going to hell. We have to be aware of that. How do you avoid that? You stay with the Lord every day. You listen to what he tells you through his church. That's the way the Lord speaks, through his church. Follow the teachings of the church. Do what the Lord tells you, including love one another, love your enemies. You do all those things, you're going to be fine. One day at a time. That's the secret. That's the secret to overcoming anxiety. That's the secret of getting to heaven. Take it one day at a time. Okay, does that sound good? Again, you are listening to Following the Truth. My name is Gary Zimak. It is a great pleasure to be here with you once again on Holy Spirit Radio. My goal is to help you grow closer to the Lord through this show and to walk with him every day. He's with you. Don't ever forget that. I want to play a song. Now, this song is, I like this song. This is a group. They're known as the Isaacs. This is a bit gospely. This is an old traditional song done in a very traditional way. You're going to love the message. Does Jesus care? Sometimes we think that. Does Jesus really care about me? Does he really care about my problems? Well, this song will reassure you. Just relax. For a few minutes, for the length of this song, I want you to put your problems on the back burner. Don't worry about your problems. Think about this. Does Jesus really care about me? Does he care about my problems? Well, you're going to find out. The answer is yes. We will be back on the other side. I'm going to talk more about this. But for now, Does Jesus Care by the Isaacs.
Does Jesus care when my heart is pained too deeply for mirth and song? As the burdens press and the cares distress and the way grows weary and long, oh yes, he with my grief. When the days are weary, the long night's dreary, I know my Savior cares.
Does Jesus care when I've tried and failed to resist some temptation strong? When for my deep grief I find no
tears flow all the night long, oh yes, he cares, I know he cares, his heart is touched with my grief. When the days are weary, night's dreary, I know my Savior came. I know my Savior came.
Jesus cares. No doubt about it, Jesus cares about your problems. That's something that we forget sometimes, don't we? We forget that he cares. Even if it's maybe a little problem, that's a struggle that many of us face. We think that, well, this problem's not that important. The Lord has more important things to do. Believe you me, if it's important to you, it's important to Jesus. Don't ever forget that. He cares about whatever you're going through. And I want to share something in the Bible. This is another great verse. Write this one down and remember. This is 1 Peter 5:7. This is familiar. Maybe if you're an anxious person like yours truly, you know this verse already. 1 Peter 5:7, cast all your anxieties on him, for he cares about you. Isn't that cool? Cast all your anxieties on him because he cares about you. Not just some of your anxieties, but all of your anxieties. Why worry when you got the Lord on your side, right? We want to always remember that. We want to remember the fact that he wants to take all our anxieties from us. And the best thing is, he can help you with them. If I worry about my problems, worrying is useless. Jesus made that really clear on the Sermon on the Mount. But yet, if I take my problems and give them to him, whatever you're facing today, whatever that problem is that you're facing, give it to him. Say, Lord, I give this to you, and pray for the grace. Here's the tough part, to not take it back. We like to do that sometimes. We give the problem to the Lord, and then we take it back, and we begin worrying. The Lord wants you to do what you can. So if you do all that you can, that's your job. And all that you can involves praying as well. So you do what you can, you pray, and the Lord will take over. Try that out and see what happens in your life. And here's what I want you to do. Let me know if I can help you in any way. If I can pray for you, if you need advice, my email address, I'm going to give this to you, and I really mean this. You contact me always. Feel free to contact me at any time. My email address is gary@followingthetruth.com. Us warriors, we got to stick together, right? We're all in this together. We're all trying to get to heaven. We're all trying to grow closer to Jesus. That's why I do this show. That's why I've written my books. That's why I speak across the country, because I want people to know that Jesus is real and that he loves you and that he wants to be your friend. And it's not that hard. It's not that hard to be friends with Jesus. I really, really believe that. It's something that I've seen in my own life, and I would like to share it with you. So anytime you need me, gary@followingthetruth.com is where to get in touch with me. And as of course, visit my website, followingthetruth.com, for some sample talks that I give. If you maybe want to bring me to speak at your parish, I live in the Delaware Valley, and I'd love to do that, as well as some resources I have. You can find out information about my books and many other things. So gary@followingthetruth.com is the place to get in touch with me. But right now, I want to go up-tempo a little bit. I got one more song for you. As you can see, if you're a new listener, I love using music on this program. I've always been a music fan. I played music professionally for several years. I've listened to music constantly. This is one of these really cool songs. This is going to get your blood pumping. I think we need that sometimes, right? The name of the song is God Loves You. It's a very simple message. It's a message that we all know. But I want you to really listen to the words, get up and move around, do some dancing, whatever you need to do, because we should celebrate this fact, right? Celebrate the fact that God loves us. He loves me personally. He loves me even when everyone else in the world seems to have deserted me. You might feel like that. It's okay, because you know that God will never desert you. God loves you unconditionally, meaning there is nothing you can do to ever change that fact. This song is by Rachel Lampa, and again, the name is God Loves You. Sit back, stand up, do whatever you need to do to remember that God loves you. God loves you. Great message from Rachel Lampa. That's something we need to think about, the fact that he loves us. He loves us and whatever we're going through. Because he loves us, he puts our needs first. He cares about your problems. Now, does that mean he'll always take away the problem? No, it doesn't. Because sometimes we need to experience trials, tribulations, because that's what brings us closer to him. That's what brings us closer to him. That's what helps us to trust him. If everything went perfectly for us, then there would be no need to trust, right? So there is a need sometimes to go through struggles. There is a need sometimes to go through the difficulties that we go through, because God knows what we need, and he'll help us. These problems will help us to get to heaven, even if it doesn't feel like it, even if it feels like we're not going to get through this. We have to remember that the Lord knows what's best. I want to share something with you before we go. We have a few minutes left. Sometimes we pray for a problem to be taken away. I want to share with you something that you have heard before. This is from Luke chapter 22, Jesus praying in the Garden of Gethsemane on the night before he died. I want you to hear this. This is Luke 22, verse 39. And he came out and went, as was his custom, to the Mount of Olives, and the disciples followed him. And when he came to the place, he said to them, "Pray that you may not enter into temptation." And he withdrew from them about a stone's throw, and he knelt down and he prayed. Now keep in mind, Jesus prayed on the night before he died. That's really important to pray. If he prayed, then we need to remember the importance of that as well. Here's what he said, "Father, if you are willing, remove this chalice from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but yours be done." Now, you and I can pray that way. "Father, if you're willing, take away this sickness and my unemployment. Restore this relationship. Cure my loneliness." You can pray that way, but notice what Jesus said, "Not my will, but your will, Father, be done. He gave us a great example. And there appeared to him an angel from heaven, strengthening him. What was he praying for? He was praying for the chalice of suffering to be taken away from him. What did he get? He got an angel. And the angel strengthened him. Sometimes you will get an answer to your prayer that's not exactly what you requested, but it's what you need. The angel strengthened him, and being in agony, he prayed more earnestly, and his sweat became like great drops of blood. And when he rose from prayer, he came to his disciples and found them sleeping for sorrow, and he told them to rise and pray that you may not enter into temptation. Jesus prayed for the cup of suffering to be taken away, and he got an angel. You will always get what you need when you pray. Sometimes what we need is not what we want. But if you pray in union with the Lord's will, Lord, not my will, but your will be done, you're going to be in great shape. I want to thank you for tuning into the program today. And again, if you have any questions at all, please contact me at Gary@followingthetruth.com. I love hanging out here at Holy Spirit Radio once each month. I hope you'll become a regular listener to the program. Let my friends know at 1570 a.m. at holyspiritradio.org what you think about the show. Until we meet again, God willing, which will be in July, have a wonderful day. Remember, God loves you. Thanks for tuning in. May God bless you always.